Ladies and gentlemen, the Fred Waring Show with Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians. I hear music.
I hear melody. Sparkling songs of love tingle from your touch.
Today's Voice of the Army program, presented by your Army and your Air Force, was transcribed in Shawnee-on-Delaware, Pennsylvania, and brings you music by Waring. 15 melodious minutes by Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
Hello, everybody. This is Fred Waring with the whole regiment of Pennsylvanians. Well, at least a few platoons. Today, the voice of the Army becomes about 25 voices, and since it's reasonably accurate to say that musical instruments have voices, we can run that total up to more than 60, with every voice proclaiming it's a fine, fine day. Establish the fact that it's a fine, fine day. Now, to make it an extra fine day and also to guarantee a little romance for the early evening, Jane Wilson's about to sing Speak to Me of Love.
Chambre, voudre beau discours
That is Jane Wilson speaking to you of love. For a moment, I should like to speak to you of something which is just as important as love and maybe sometimes a little more important, a career. This applies as much to the young women listening in as to the young men. It's a chance of a lifetime to spend a lifetime in one of the world's newest and greatest careers, aviation. What an opportunity this is. Instead of learning the hard way, as did the pioneers of a generation ago, the aviation beginners of today can join the United States Air Force and earn good pay while they learn. Here's another important thing. No experience is needed. The Air Force takes you right in, gives you the best aviation technical training, and plenty of opportunity for steady advancement. So, you see, while you're learning, you also have security, and at the same time, you're building toward good retirement benefits. Sounds pretty good, don't you think? Now, if you're between the ages of 18 and 34, or if you're 17 with your parents' consent, you can begin this important new career today. You may get full details at your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station. Incidentally, here's a mighty appropriate song for a program beamed at the young men and women of America.
From sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet who stand in passion's dread.
Rhythmical spiritual, which has always been a top favorite with our listeners at home, and it has also been requested over and over by the GIs who listen regularly to our broadcast through the Armed Forces Radio Service. And here it is, Dry Bones.
Ezekiel cried,
dry bones.
Ezekiel cried,
dry bones.
Ezekiel cried,
dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Your knee bone connected to you. Thigh bone connected to you. Hip
backbone, your hip bone connected to you. Backbone, your shoulder bone connected to you. Neck bone connected to you. Head bone, now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna.
Pleasure for the Pennsylvanians to present their music on the Voice of the Army, and we hope you've enjoyed it, and that you'll investigate these new careers in aviation in the United States Air Force. For all the Pennsylvanians, may I say thanks again, and so long.
Thank you, Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, for a very entertaining program. Ladies and gentlemen, this program was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force in cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting office. Music by Waring was written and produced by the Waring staff and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.
In your